Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John Lopez has been throwing around a theory all week about Brian Gain, saying that Brian Gain, the Texans general manager, is playing Moneyball. And we know where Moneyball is the reference to Moneyball comes from. It comes from the Oakland A's and a book that many people have read. John Lopez has also been covering sports for 30 years, and I'm not sure that he gets them anymore these days, but there was a day and time where when someone was pissed off with an opinion, rather than going on social media and calling that person an effing idiot and all that, they would write an old school letter to the editor.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very well thought out, very well written, and a lot of times it took a long time to read. And amidst this John Lopez Moneyball theory, a letter to the editor was sent
to
one Landry Michael Locker.
Yeah.
Would you care to hear this letter to the editor, Mr. John Lopez?
Come on, man. We have to. And it's about my Brian Gain is subscribing to a Moneyball theory take?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
It starts out very nicely. There's a few paragraphs in which he talks about my theory that Brian Gain is the parent who gives his kid a college fund instead of the shiny new toy.
Yeah.
So
that, I like that.
Yeah, I liked it too. I think he took it a little too literal, but that's not the point of this segment. We're focusing clearly on the wrath that he gave to John Lopez in the form of about 9 or 10 paragraphs. This is how it starts. There seems to be this idea from your co-host, especially, that Gang can really do all caps, no, all caps wrong.
All right, full stop right there. Can anyone remind me when I said that Brian Gain can do no wrong? Anyone?
I think he's got a point. No, I really can't.
Anyone?
I can't.
When did I say that? All right, so go ahead.
That Gain can do no wrong and Father knows best. Talk about giving someone a wide berth. B-E-R-T-H, by
the
way, not
B-I-R-T-H. I like the use of berth.
I remarked to Lopez several times, but never heard back from him.
His
Moneyball analogy is ridiculous!
His Moneyball analogy is ridiculous.
I thought you were a man of the people.
I am absolutely a man of the people. How many people here are just coming up and we're just taking pictures, hugging babies, kissing babies, all that good stuff?
I think like 2.
Okay,
but no, well, 200. We'll go with 200. Then he starts a list. 1, the A's were forced, all caps, to play Moneyball because they were a small market team in a league and division with ludicrous spenders.
Incorrect.
They couldn't compete for free agents because of limited funds like the Angels and Yankees could.
I'll give you that.
Again, this is the letter that John Lopez that I got because of an angry loophole in regards to Lopez's Moneyball theory. Continuing. So they invested in young players and stowed them away cheaply in the minor leagues, then brought up together for one huge playoff run. When they didn't make it there, they were sold off, and those assets could get younger. Rinse and repeat. 2, there is no minor league for the Texans to stow players away. The Texans aren't a small market team bidding against teams with more money. This is a salary cap league.
He used an exclamation point.
Yes, he did. Not spending money and stowing it away does not make your team better. 3, unlike football, baseball is an individual sport. You don't really have to mesh playing styles and personalities for any kind of game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Guys don't need to learn how to play alongside one another. Offensive lines do, all caps. Defenses do, all caps.
Ever seen the middle infield? Ever seen the middle infield? Ever seen a pitcher and a catcher?
All these interchangeable parts in a short preseason means the Texans will forever be trying to find themselves and see who can play with whom and what works and what doesn't. You have anything to say so far?
I will. I got a response, but go ahead and finish.
This is John Lopez's letter from an angry loophole. The Oakland A's Moneyball story is of a little guy who rose up against enormous odds and struck down Goliath. Except, you know what? They didn't.
Six division titles.
The A's never won a title using Moneyball method. Never.
Six division titles. If the World Series is your gauge, let's look at the Astros. But we'll continue with that.
And as far as I can tell, Brian Gain never won a division title in Buffalo.
He wasn't GM.
Tell me where Moneyball has won in the NFL.
Okay, I will.
If Lopez can't, then he needs to take this tired analogy and put it to bed.
Oh, I will.
Exclamation mark. Right now, Julian Davenport is slated to start at left tackle for the Houston Texans. He was the 73rd ranked tackle in the NFL out of 64 tackles. He committed 15 penalties last year. Five were illegal procedure penalties, which means this stiff was costing the Texans 5 yards before, all caps, plays even begun. All three words capitalized.
So he was the 73rd ranked tackle out of 64 tackles? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
He's the 73rd tackle.
Come on, man.
Ranked tackle out of 64 tackles.
That's what he said. Okay. I just read it.
Sabermetrics is your friend.
So while Lopez waxes poetic about disposable players.
I like waxing poetic.
Those disposable players are playing snaps for the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find ways to try to win despite the likes of Julian Davenport. Sickening, really. Hugs, Loophole Steve Dent.
Well, hugs back to you, Loophole Steve. All right, let me answer this. All right, if you're gonna talk about Moneyball, I think the number one thing you need to know is what Moneyball is, and Steve does not. I appreciate the letter. I always like the feedback. I like the discussion. That's what we do here. So I'm glad you wrote. But I will enlighten you on a couple of things. Moneyball is not what you said it was in Oakland. It's not just minor leaguers on the cheap. If they make it, they make it. Then you get rid of them, et cetera, et cetera. Moneyball, and anyone will tell you this who's involved with Moneyball and who uses that equation or that term, it equals analytics and sabermetrics, analytics in particular. Let me get it right. I would venture to say 90% of the teams in baseball use sabermetrics and analytics. You know who uses them? Your Houston Astros, and they won a World Series because of that. Because the analytics you use is, and Moneyball is, it's first of all, it's not an individual sport, baseball, but Moneyball
is an individual team sport. I
but everyone is. Every sport is.
Yeah, but you don't have to be as cohesive in baseball, is what he's saying.
But in terms of baseball alone, it's weighted runs, it's, you know, all that war stuff, wins above replacement. It's shifts. Shifts is an analytical product of analytics. It's home run. It's putting an emphasis on home run balls, which is obviously what the Astros have done. It's walks. It's on-base percentage. I would highly recommend you read the book, not watch the movie. The movie was entertaining and good. But if you want to know what Moneyball is, it's putting the – it's using hard ball, hard-throwing pitchers rather than finesse pitchers, which, by the way – this was something I talked about earlier. In 1988, when the A's went to Moneyball, the average fastball was 88.9 miles an hour. Now it's 92.5. But that's just baseball.
But can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What does that got to do with Brian Gain and what he's done?
I'm getting there. That's exactly right. That's just baseball. All right? I read an article the other day where multiple teams in the English Premier League of Soccer are using Moneyball approaches. The Houston Texans and NFL teams are using Moneyball approaches because they're doing and translating these exact things to football. It's value for the production you get. It's maximizing the money you spend at that position for players that are replacement level players for what you have. What they did with Tyrann Mathieu, what they did with Kareem Jackson, and replacing them with Tayshaun Gibson and Bradley Roby, that is Moneyball. And you can call it what you want, but that is Moneyball. What they're doing, building through the draft more so and using those draft picks and getting value out of free agents, out of the high price of free agents, that is Moneyball. Every professional sport uses analytics.
You don't think every
– okay, let me ask you a simple question.
Now you're going to change the question because I think I don't think the free agent acquisitions are Moneyball.
If you want to
– from a free agent perspective – from just a free agency acquisition
perspective. No, I'm talking about the value you're getting.
But I'm
everybody's going to sign free agents.
But I'm talking about what the A's were doing in free agency was they didn't have the assets. They didn't have the cap space that the Texans have.
Again, you're conflating the two.
I feel like you're changing what he's saying.
No, I'm not. Let me explain it. It's not. Yes, the A's did it because they didn't have the assets. Everybody's doing it now, even if they have the assets. The Texans have the assets, but they're subscribing to this theory of maximizing those assets.
Well, I feel like the Texans just don't want to overpay.
That's money ball, because when you do it once, that's one thing. But when you use it as a philosophy, that's money ball. And that's my take with Brian Gain. This is his philosophy.
Are we sure it's his philosophy, though?
Well, all I'm saying is, in my opinion, and I think in a lot of people's opinion, when you do it consistently like that and you're constantly finding value and you're letting that's what I said, you're letting the Tyrann Mathews and the higher priced guys come in for guys.
But maybe just the batch of free agents that he saw, he just didn't think we're that good. If it was his philosophy, then that would be like Brian Gain. If Brian Gain were in the film room and he were watching film on Trent Brown,
right,
who signed the $66 million deal with the Raiders, and he were saying, you know what? That guy could hold down Deshaun Watson's blind side for the next half decade.
Right.
I like that guy. However, I don't want to spend money. I bet you that Brian Gain just didn't like him that much.
That's fine. On one particular case, one particular example, you're telling me. But when you consistently do it, they just signed A.J. McCarron to a one-year deal, $3 million. That feeds into everything they're doing this offseason.
So are the Rams playing Moneyball then?
But hold on.
If that's an example, the Rams signed Blake Bortles to a one-year deal. Chargers.
I just said, you're not listening to me. I just said, every once in a while, if you talk about a one-off, that's one thing. I'm talking about consistently doing it as an organization, and that's what the Texans are doing. All right? Now, here's the other thing. It's not just that. Just like Moneyball in baseball is not just the minor leaguers and cheap contracts. It's everything you're doing. What does Bill O'Brien always talk about? Multiplicity, being a versatile player. That's the same concept. What I'm saying is the concepts are being translated to every sport. And that's not just me. I mean, like I said, I just told you about one article where they're doing it in Premier League soccer. You know who else is doing it? Absolutely Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is doing a Moneyball analytics approach. He will tell you it's analytics. He talks about sabermetrics.
Yeah, a lot of times I think he just says that to sound smarter, though.
Well, he went to MIT.
At this point,
so he doesn't
I feel
need
like,
to try.
At this point, I feel like Daryl Morey does it to try to sound
my
smarter.
My bigger point here is if you're gonna talk about what Moneyball is and is not, you better learn what Moneyball really is first. It's not that one Oakland A's season where they didn't have the money. Teams that have the money are doing the exact same thing.
Send all letters to the editor, specifically the long ones, dog cussing John Lopez.
That's because
Landry.locker.
You just don't want to feel the wrath.
No, I love the wrath. I get the wrath every damn day. It's just not usually as well articulated as that wrath.
That's true.
Yeah, I can't read most of the wrath that I get on the air.
I do appreciate the letter.
I can't read my stuff on the air. The OG gets a little bit more respect. That's what happens when you've been covering sports as long as John Lopez. Landry Locker, John Lopez, live at Twin Peaks in Kirkwood. March Madness is underway. We'll give you the latest on the scores going on. You can listen to the games at Sports Radio 650, brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. Providing you with all the college basketball action. But I've been waiting for this for a long time, John Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of this.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
It's the moment you've been waiting for. Thank you very much. Say that one more time. I don't want to speak over that.
I'm really proud of you. You did a lot of work on this.
Thank you very much, sir. The non-sports most famous alumni bracket from participants in today's games. No sports figures. We're going to break it down and analyze it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.